With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're back, and we were just talking about the big matchup on Sunday between the Saints and the Cleveland Browns, and we also have a huge matchup on Saturday, 2:30 Central Time, LSU Tigers at Auburn, Jordan-Hare Stadium, 2:30 start. As I said, the number 7 Auburn Tigers are going to host the number 12 LSU Tigers, and I just remind everybody that on game day, starts at 10 a.m. here at WWL. You can join Christian Garrick and Herb Tyler, one of the LSU's all-time winningest quarterbacks, for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. And also, you can, on the pregame show with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, and color analyst Doug Morrow, starts at 12:30, kickoff 2:30. And then after the game, LSU's postgame, you can join Christian Garrick again for the Purple and Gold Point After. And that'll go from about 7:30 to 10 p.m. It's all day LSU Saturday from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. on Tiger Radio here at WWL. Joining me on the line now is Jeff Palermo, who's the news director of the Louisiana Network. And welcome to the show, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Newell?
So we got two teams coming in kind of similarly situated, right? They both beat top 10 teams in their first matchup of the season. Then they played someone of a little lower or lesser level, I will say, and kind of routed both of those teams. And here we have number 7 matched up against number 12 at Auburn.
Yeah, you're right. You know, LSU obviously opened up the season with a big win against Miami. Auburn opened up a big win again, opened up the season with a big win against Washington, and then both teams last week played an FCS opponent. LSU didn't look great on offense. In fact, they looked bad on offense. I mean, they outside of a few big plays, they really didn't do much offensively against the Lions. And now they're facing a good defense in Auburn. They're going to a place where LSU has struggled to win games. They've only won there 3 times in the last 20 years. And really, when you take a look at those times that they won, they beat some really bad Auburn teams or teams that were about ready to lose their head coach. So this is a strong Auburn team with Gus Malzahn and Jarrett Stidham at the controls, Stidham the quarterback, Malzahn the coach. So it's going to take a big effort for the Tigers to get the victory. They got to show you something on offense that you really haven't seen in the first 2 weeks. So we'll see what that might be.
Yeah, you know, and the Auburn quarterback, Stidham, had a big game against the Huskies, 26 of 36, 273 yards and 1 touchdown. They have a great defense, and he seemed to do a pretty good job of handling it.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback. The league really throughout the Southeastern Conference, I think, the quarterbacks are much better this season. And really, it's been a while since we've seen this quality of quarterback play, and he's right up there with them. LSU's defense, though, you have a feeling that they're going to be able to keep them in this game. I mean, they pitched the shutout against Southeastern Louisiana. They had Miami on its heels for most of that game until in the fourth quarter when the Hurricanes hit a couple of big plays. So you know LSU will probably keep them kind of where they had them last year. Auburn ended up scoring 23 points. I think LSU could hold them to around 3 touchdowns in that game. But it comes back down to the offense on whether they're going to be able to generate enough points, enough big plays in order to win this game and steal a victory from Jordan-Hare Stadium.
I think one of the things, and I heard you say this before, they really have to get the running game going in order to set up the pass, correct?
Yeah, they certainly do. I mean, Nick Brossette has ran the ball well. And I think really you're just going to see a couple of different running backs out there. It's either Nick Brossette or Clyde Edwards-Helaire. never saw Chris Curry against Southeastern Louisiana. He's the freshman running back that drew comparisons from Coach Ed Orgeron to Marshawn Lynch, but he didn't even play against Southeastern. Maybe he'll play this week against Auburn, but that was still peculiar. So Nick Brossette, he's had a couple of nice games. This will be his toughest challenge, I think. But with the passing game, there's a lot of things that are wrong with it right now, Newell. I mean, you have a quarterback that's holding the ball too long. You have an offensive line that's not really giving him protection when he does have a little bit of time. You got receivers dropping passes. Route running isn't as crisp as it needs to be. Probably the play calling needs to be sharpened up as well. And for all that to just kick in and for all it to come together here this Saturday, it's probably doubtful. So they'll probably have to rely on that running game until this passing game can get into gear.
You know, I've been to about two or three LSU games at Auburn. That is one of the toughest places to win in the SEC.
Oh, for sure. And if you ask a lot of LSU fans, they'll say Auburn is probably their favorite trip out of all the different SEC venues. And it's a great town, a great little college town, and the stadium's awesome to be inside and watch a game from. And it's loud, and it rivals what Tiger Stadium can do when they get 100,000 fans in there, and it's a big game inside Death Valley. So it will be another challenge here for Joe Burrow. I think he's looking forward to it. It doesn't seem, based on what we've seen from him, not much phases the kid, right? Mm-hmm. He's not afraid to take on tacklers. When things are really going wrong, especially in the first quarter against Miami, he never lost his cool. And because of that, the level-headedness that he provided, it helped LSU pull off the victory against the Hurricanes. And he'll have to do that here. But the LSU, on the offensive line, the tackle play has been the big question mark. Now, they're getting Sadiq Charles back, who might be their best offensive lineman next to Garrett Brumfield. He's coming back at left tackle after serving a one-game suspension. But watch right tackle. Austin Deculus will get the start there. This week will be his first start. And, of course, as the right tackle, you're really relying on watching the snap of the ball because of how loud the venue will be. So
right.
It'll be a big game for Austin Deculus. It'll be a big game for these wide receivers. Make sure they get off the line quickly and get into the routes cleanly. So it's a very tough test, which is why LSU's a 10-point underdog right now.
Any idea about the weather? Because it looks like that might be that far west.
Not sure. It looks pretty good. I was actually looking at some of the forecast earlier today. I don't think it will be that huge of a problem as far as Hurricane Florence and the impact. Of course, as we know, Hurricane Florence has really slowed down along the coast, so it's taken its sweet time as far as getting inland and impacting other southeastern states. So I think game time, it should be pretty good for LSU.
Well, good deal. Jeff Palermo, news director of the Louisiana Network. We really appreciate your insight, and have a great weekend. Look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks a lot, Newell. Anytime. Appreciate it.
All righty. We'll be right back. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on the Blue Runner opinion poll? Who do you pick to win this weekend, Saints, LSU, or both? We'll be right back with the results when we return. This is Newell on WWF.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.